Hello.
Hello, Joanne.
Who's this?
This is Gary from Comcast.
Yes.
And I understand you're wanting to sign up for our caller ID and call waiting package.
What? Are you guys cracked?
What?
You must be smoking something. It's taken 5 phone calls and 1 follow-up phone call to get you guys to listen and learn and get caller ID, call waiting off my phone.
Oh, no, I just put it back
you
on.
You have made me so aggravated.
I just put call waiting back on for you.
You're not supposed to have done that.
Oh, no, it showed on the report. I have the report right here.
No, get it the fuck off. It is the most rude, arrogant, inconsiderate, thoughtless, and any other word you want to use. I have been interrupted when I am talking to my doctor, to my attorney.
Well, that's what it's
to
for.
To my children.
It's so people can call you.
Get off my phone.
Listen, what if you were on the phone and you had an important call from a telemarketer?
I don't care.
You need
get it off.
I'm going to put a double call waiting on your line.
Well, thank you very much. I'll sue you. Goodbye,
No,
Gary.
You won't. No, you won't. How did she know I was on crack? That's what I want to know.
What?
I'm putting call waiting on your line 5 times.
Mazel tov. You are so... Comcast is so piss poor. It is amazing. Goodbye.
But, ma'am...
Hello?
I was just kidding. I took it off now. You don't have call waiting anymore. Can you say...
You woke up my grandchild.
Can you say thank you?
Goodbye.
Can you say thank you? Say thank you.
You're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the Snowplow Show for May 3rd, 2017. I'm your host, Arby. It looks like today Demimond is sponsoring the show. Thank you, Demimond, for being a brand new supporter of the show. It's Demimond's fault that I didn't do a show yesterday. I had audio issues all day. I spent hours setting up this new mixer, but I'm excited about the new mixer. It's going to do cool things that I couldn't do before. I think I mentioned on the last show that I got a new mixer and it ended up being the wrong mixer. So I used that one for 1 week and I got this new one. The exact same one that Carlito uses. He told me to get it and I didn't listen. I got the next model up and that was a mistake. I'm sure you guys really care about my mixer. I just wanted to complain about Demimond making me not do a show yesterday because I had to set up all this new shit. Damn it. Hey, just a quick note. This past weekend I addressed a bunch of envelopes and I did a bunch more yesterday and I'm going to be mailing stuff out this week. You know, the Patreon packages thing. But I noticed a lot of the Patreon supporters, especially the new ones, they don't have a mailing address on there. And I may have taken that part off because I was kind of, removing all mentions of me mailing things to you guys because I sucked at keeping up with that and I didn't want the new supporters to feel cheated. But now I don't have their addresses. So if you are on Patreon and if you look on your account and if you don't have an address in there, then you might want to email me, rbcp@phonelosers.org, and let me know what your address is, let me know what your Patreon name is, so I know who you are. And if you're supporting through the website, I might not have your address there either. Make sure you email me your address, and I should be sending out, it's just a couple stickers, it's no big deal, but it's a really cool sticker, it's one of Nick Caesar's designs. And if you've ever been a Patreon supporter in the past, make sure I have your address, because if you're not supporting anymore, it's okay, I still want to give you a sticker at least, because I haven't sent anything out in a year now. So send me your addresses, supporters. I want to mail you stickers. One other bit of exciting news is that I've actually ordered coins. You remember the coins I did in 2014? I think I had to make like 200 of those, and then I just completely forgot to keep doing it year after year after year. Mostly because it's kind of expensive. Like, I think it was $600 back in 2014. And it's not much better this time, but I'm going to get more coins this time. Like 100 more than last time. But I ordered the coins. I paid for them. And they're just waiting for me to send my design in so they can get started and mail me a bunch of coins. I started a thread on the Facebook group. It's facebook.com/groups/goawayPLA. And I think it's pinned to the top right now. Pinned to the top right now. Because I was asking you guys to, give suggestions and everything on what I should put on the coin. because on the last coin, the front and the back, they looked kind of the same, and that kind of sucked. Couldn't really do heads versus tails with the PLA coin. And so far, a guy named Don Fickles, he's from Clownsec, he did this design which looks amazing. He used a few ideas from that thread, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to use this. It looks really, really great. So thank you, Don Fickles, at Clownsec. He probably hid like a miniature microscopic honk in there somewhere. He made the back look like a telephone dial, like one of the old-fashioned telephone dials with a cactus in the middle. It says, "Obey the cactus and Roy we trust." But the design's not final yet. If you want to get into that thread and just kind of put your own ideas in there, maybe Don will update the design with your amazing idea. But I am going to get this sent out to the coin company probably by the end of this week. And I have no idea how long they take to make coins, but probably like a month. So, one more month, we're going to have coins, you guys. 2017 PLA coins. One more important thing before we get going. There was a comment on YouTube, and I think this is very important, because someone clarified what a prank call is versus what a crank call is. And they seem to know what they're talking about. This is a comment from Methusala11. He or she says, "I was a news reporter many moons ago in the USA, so Canada may or may not count. There were books that we used to refer to in order to get idiomatic phrases correct in our writing. I am not sure who compiled or published them, but they were generally accepted as the written rules of journalism, like Strunk and White's famous The Elements of Style." Yeah, I totally know what that is. According to these books, a crank call was when nothing was said and the caller hung up, and a prank call involved the caller speaking. So, assuming this person isn't making all that stuff up, Friday Night Cranks was the stupidest name ever for a prank call show. What the hell, Jared? What were you thinking? Do some research next time. Someone, somewhere, told me that I need to do some distraction calls, so I'm going to call up some people and let them know that I'm here to distract them and see how they react to that. And I found a list here that somebody sent me last summer. Looks like June of 2016. This is a list of people that belong to some sort of a gun club, like it's a directory. So hopefully I'll get some paranoid types that don't like being distracted.
Hello?
Hello, Greg?
Yes.
Hey, it's Mr. Dabalina from the Distraction Company.
Okay.
And I've just been hired to distract you for exactly 60 seconds, starting now.
About what?
Just whatever, you know, just keep you busy, keep your attention diverted for, you know, looks like we've got 52 seconds to go.
Nope, that ain't going to happen, sorry.
Well, wait, no, I you have to stay on the phone because we're not, oh, man. Greg did not fall for my distraction.
This is Jay.
Hey, Jay, it's Mr. Dabalina. I'm with the Distraction Service.
Okay.
I'm just calling to distract you for approximately 60 seconds. It looks like we're up to 7 seconds so far, so 53 seconds left. Oh, come on, Jay. Nobody's willing to be distracted today.
Hello.
Hello, Greg?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Mr. Dabalina with the Distraction Service.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just calling to distract you for approximately 60 seconds. Looks like we're down to 52 seconds already.
Well, I'm going to have to pop you with the assalamu alaikum.
What is that?
Assalamu alaikum.
What does that mean?
Whoa. What do you want to distract me about?
Oh, it's not me distracting you. It's just someone's hired me. I'm with the Distraction Service. So I don't know. It's none of my business.
Well, let that poor son of a bitch know I'm busy.
Okay. Well, no, it's fine. As long as you... Hey, he hung up. And what was that thing he was saying? Was he putting a curse on me or something? I don't need that. Got enough problems here.
Hello?
Hello, Ted?
Yes.
Hey, it's Mr. Dabalina. I'm with the Distraction Service. I've been hired.
Okay.
I've been hired to distract you for approximately 60 seconds, starting right now.
Okay.
So, how's it hanging today? What you doing?
Just working on trap shooting stuff.
Oh, cool. That sounds really boring.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's not too bad. Not too bad.
Okay, cool. All right. I mean, it sounds awful to me. I don't think I'd enjoy your life one bit doing crab shit or whatever.
So what's up?
Nothing much. Looks like we have about 20 seconds left. And then that'll be a full minute of distraction. And then we'll be finished.
Okay.
All right.
Is this for anything in particular?
I'm not sure. Someone hired me to distract you. Apparently they wanted your attention diverted.
Okay.
I don't know why. I don't ask questions.
Probably diverted from trap shooting, I suppose.
Yeah, probably. Like a competitor or something like that.
Yeah, no, or maybe someone just thinking that should think about something else.
Oh, yeah, that could be it, too. That would make total sense.
Yeah.
To pay the outrageous fees that I charge just to get you to, you know, get a life or whatever.
And so you do this for a living?
Yeah, I just distract people when people need them distracted.
Really?
Yep.
Well, how interesting. Do you make a good living doing it?
No, I only make like $2 an hour after it's all said and done.
Ah, okay.
But, you know, taxes, the damn government.
Yep.
Well, anyway, you know, I've finished distracting you. The time's well up, so I don't want to sit here all day and talk to you about crabs and stuff.
Okay.
So I'm hanging up.
Hello?
No, I'm hanging up. I'm hanging up on you.
Okie doke.
I'm hanging up the phone.
Yep.
Thank you for letting me distract you.
Hello?
Hello, Philip?
Yes.
Hey, this is Bob from the Distraction Service. I've been hired to distract you for exactly 1 minute, starting at exactly this moment. So what's going on there over there?
Not much. What are you up to?
You know, just doing my job. Just calling up people and distracting them for money.
Well, who is this?
My name is Bob Dabalina. I'm with AAA One Distraction Service.
Okay.
And it looks like I've been distracting you for 30 seconds now. There's only about 30 left.
I can put the phone down. You can talk to yourself.
No, that's okay. I need to make sure you're there because they need your attention diverted at this exact moment for some reason.
Oh, is that right?
Yep. Okay, looks like, oh man, I wasn't finished.
Hello?
Hi, is Mike around?
Mike is not.
Fuck! Okay, will he be back soon?
He's driving truck. I don't know when he'll be back.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll just try later, I guess.
Was there something you need from him, or?
No, not really. Just calling to chat and hang out, talk man stuff.
Okay.
So it's basically none of your business.
It would be nice to even know who this is I'm talking to.
Oh, you never asked. This is Bob.
Bob who?
Bob Dabalina.
Okay, can I ask what you're asking my husband for?
No, it's between me and him. It's going to be like manly bromance bonding type stuff.
All right, well, this is my cell phone, not his, so you're never going to get a hold of him on this number.
Okay, well, hey, you don't have to be a bitch about it. You know, I'm just trying
to... You're being an asshole, so get over it.
Holy crap, that lady does not want her husband to have friends. She's worried about competition.
Hello?
Hey, Rick?
Yes.
Hey, it's Bob from the Distraction Service. I've been hired to distract you for exactly 60 seconds, starting now.
What's this about?
I'm supposed to distract you. Someone needs you to, your attention diverted for some reason.
Okay. So what would that be?
I'm not allowed to say. I don't ask questions around here. I do my distracting and, you know, just move on.
Okay. All right.
Yep, so it looks like we've got about 30 seconds to go. And he hung right up.
Hello, it's Joe.
Hey, Joe, this is Mr. Dabalina with the Distraction Service.
With the Distraction Service?
Yeah, I've been hired to distract you for approximately 1 minute at this exact time.
Okay. And hope you never heard such a thing, but okay, well, tell me more.
Oh, I don't know. That's pretty much it. I just need you to stay on the phone and keep your attention diverted for the next. Looks like we have 45 seconds left.
No, why would you want to do that? I'm curious.
Well, someone's hired me to distract you. For some reason, they need you distracted for exactly 1 minute.
While I'm driving, right? Of course.
Yeah. Well, they just wanted to make sure. Who knows why? I don't ask questions.
Well, okay. I've never heard of such a thing. But anyway, I'm heading home for supper. Is there something I can do to help you?
No, it looks like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There we go. Okay, it's been exactly 1 minute. I've done my job.
Well, now what do they pay you to do this? I'm just kind of curious. You
know? About $300,000 per job.
Get out of here.
No, for real.
All right, well. Okay, is that all you need?
Yep, that's it. I need to get going because I'm not getting paid anymore. So, you know, fuck this shit. I got to go.
Who is this?
Bob Dabalina from AAA1 Distraction Services.
Bobby Dabalina. Well, all right. Well, good luck to you, Bob. We'll
okay,
see you
thanks.
Later.
Yeah. Good luck to you. All right, bye. I kind of thought this whole distraction thing would piss off people a little bit more, but they're all just amused by it. Guess I'm going to give up on this.
Hello?
Hey, Zach?
Yes.
Hey, this is Mr. Dabalina. I'm with the distraction service, and someone needs me to distract you for approximately 60 seconds.
Okay.
Yep. So, I don't know. What are you up to right now?
Kind of thinking this is a scam of some sort. Should probably hang up.
Oh, no, it's not a scam. It's just a distraction service. Somebody needs your attention diverted at this exact moment.
For what?
Huh?
For what? I mean, you're doing a damn good job at it.
Yeah, that's what I do. That's what they pay me for. Looks like we have 25 seconds left.
Okay.
Whatever they're doing, they must be nearly finished.
That's all right. I'm good.
But wait, 10 seconds left. Aw, so close. But I guess I don't get paid for that one.
Hello.
Hello, Sean?
Yes.
Hey, this is Bob Dabalina. I'm with a distraction service. I'm supposed to distract you for just 1 minute.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm just supposed to divert your attention for the next 60 seconds.
Okay.
where are you at right now?
Lincoln Trap and Skeet.
Oh, okay. That sounds really boring.
No, actually, it's a good time.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. Boring to me, I guess.
Okay, there you go.
Yep. It looks like we've been doing 30 seconds now. We're almost finished.
Okay.
I'm almost done distracting you.
All right.
Got any more plans this evening?
No, go home. It's been a long day.
What are you going to do when you get home?
Not sure yet. I think I'm going to kick back in my lazy boy for a while.
Okay. All right. Well, it looks like it's been exactly 1 minute now.
Okay.
So you've officially been distracted. Thanks for not hanging up on me.
Okay.
Have a nice day.
Yep, you too. Bye.
Bye. Well, shit. I think this whole distraction thing just isn't working out today. Nobody's getting pissed that I'm distracting them. They're just getting amused. But some are hanging up. That's a good thing. They're trying to beat me at my own game by just hanging up on me. Which totally works, because I don't get paid unless they're distracted for the full minute. So I'm quitting this, out of frustration now. I've been sent a list by someone who prefers to remain anonymous for some reason. Probably because he's a damn paranoid weirdo. But he says, don't give me credit for these numbers. Instead, give credit to the last food item you ate prior to the show. And that would be PB&J on toast. I'm sorry, it's not a more exciting food item. But thank you, PB&J on toast, the breakfast that I had this morning, for these numbers. I really appreciate it. PB&J on toast says, in the link below, you'll see approximately 20 Dish Network customers. The information includes name, address, phone number. I apologize for not doing any sort of number formatting or prepping, and he wants me to tell some people that their viewing habits have been flagged by the administration, and they've been labeled as an activist/protester. Starting Monday, their access to channels has been restricted to Disney channels, or fully restricted altogether. And he says, I'd love to hear you say you've been grounded from television to somebody. So I will do my best on these. It looks like there's about 23 numbers here. So let's give this first one a try.
Hello?
Hello, Deborah?
Yes.
Hi, this is Mr. Dabalina from Dish Network.
Yes.
And it looks like we've gotten some reports about the type of content you've been watching.
Type of content?
Well, you know, you've been watching kind of like political, anti-government type stuff, and I don't know, the administration...
No, we haven't.
Well, that's what our records show, and I don't know, you need to behave yourself when you're watching your TV, okay?
I don't know what type of stuff we've been watching.
Well, you know, like if you're watching anti-government, anti-president, kind of makes us suspicious of you. Or if you're watching Fox News or CNN, that's a red flag.
We watch CNN.
Yeah.
Why is that a red flag?
Well, you know, we know your types. We know the type of people that watch CNN. It's a red flag, if you know what I mean. Oh, man, she hung up. Let me try her right back.
Hello?
Oh, hey, Deborah, we got disconnected somehow. So what I was just saying is if you don't...
If you don't like us watching CNN, then we don't want your Dish Network.
Well, hey, don't make us ground you from television. You know, we'll ground you. We'll put you in a timeout if you're going to watch stuff like that.
Well, if you don't like us watching CNN, then we'll...
Should we hang up on your service like you hung up the phone on me?
Do what?
Nothing. What are you watching right now? What's on? I hear it in the background. Ma'am?
Hold on.
Okay.
Cheyenne, what are you watching? Hallmark?
Oh boy. President Trump's not going to like that. Hallmark?
Hey.
What exactly is on Hallmark
then
right
we'll
now?
Cancel. We'll hang up. We'll have to go to Dish Network then if you're going to dictate what we'll watch when we don't want to watch.
Well, I'm with Dish Network. You're already with Dish Network.
No, we're not.
You big dummy. Who are you with? She hung up again. What does she mean, no, she's not? It's right here on this shipping label thing. This list that was sent to me, it's a bunch of photographs of shipping labels, and I don't know, does he work like in a shipping office somewhere? Mr. Peanut Butter and Jelly on Toast? I'm not having too much luck getting people to answer, though. I'm already up to number 15 of 23, and I've only had two people answer, so I think I might have to hold on to this list. Maybe try it at nighttime. I think people that use Dish Network, they probably sleep all day. That'd be my guess.
Hi, you reached Hilda Salazar. I can't come to my phone.
All right, no answer on that one. I wish the person that sent these to me would explain what's up with these shipping labels he took photos of. Very weird.
Hello?
Hello, Mr.
Yes?
Hey there, this is Mr. Dabalina from the Dish Network.
Yes, sir.
And we mailed something out there recently to Carrie.
You mailed something out?
I think so. We mailed it in a box, like a cardboard box.
You mailed me some cardboard boxes to return my receivers.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You're Mr. Carrie.
No, I'm Mark. I'm the husband.
Okay.
The account should be in my name.
Well, those boxes I sent, I accidentally, I dropped my keys in them. Did you find my key in there?
No, there was no key in the boxes when I opened them.
Okay, are you sure you didn't just find it and maybe you just thought, oh, it's just some random key, I'll just throw it in the trash?
No, sir, I opened the boxes, I put the receivers in it, and the boxes were empty. The only thing that was in it is the packing material and the instructions.
Oh, man, I really need my keys back. Are you sure you're not full of shit?
Yeah, I'm full. I'm sure, but I'm not full of shit, so I don't appreciate the way you're talking to me.
Okay, well, I think it's a little suspicious that I put my keys in and mailed them to you, and you're claiming that you didn't find them. Like, what, did the postman just get in there and steal them out?
Well, I don't appreciate the way you're talking to me. I received 3 boxes from Dish Network. I opened the boxes, I put my receivers in, and I send them back.
Well, I don't appreciate you stealing my keys.
Well, I don't have your keys.
I don't know about that, because, I mean, they were in the box when I sent them out.
Well, and then, which box would have been in there? Because I got 3 of them, and none of them had a set of keys in there, and I don't appreciate the way you're talking to me.
Well, maybe you shouldn't be stealing people's keys then. There he goes. Why does he even want to keep my keys? You know, what good are they going to do to him? In fact, I'm going to call him back and just ask him that exact question. I'll offer him a reward. That's what I'll do.
Hello?
Hey, it's Mr. Dabalina again. I was wondering if, can I just offer you $20? Because, I mean, come on, they're no good to you. I'll give you a reward.
Dude, I don't have your keys. There was nothing in the boxes but packing material and instructions.
Well, did your wife?
I put the receivers in it. I put the receivers up, and I dropped them off at the UPS store and took them back. I don't have any keys. There were no keys in there, dude.
Does your wife have a history of stealing things out of boxes, perhaps?
My wife doesn't even live with me anymore.
No. Oh. Sorry to hear it. Is it because she stole?
No.
Oh.
Well, I wish I could help you, but I don't have your keys, dude.
Okay. Well, you don't have to yell at me, okay?
No, I'm not yelling at you, but I don't like being accused of stealing keys when I don't even have a use for your damn keys.
I know, that's what I was thinking. Why would you even steal them? It seems weird that you would take them like that.
Well, I don't have your keys, dude.
Okay, all right. I guess
anything else I can do for you?
Well, I don't know. I guess I'll just call up the post office there in your town and yell at them for stealing my keys.
Well, do whatever you have to, but I don't have your keys. Plus, the boxes, they didn't come with the post office. They came by UPS.
Well, I'm going to call UPS then. I'm going to tell UPS that you stole the keys and you're blaming it on them.
Well, whatever, dude. I mean, what I would do, I mean, why don't you call the police, too?
No. I've got a warrant. I can't have any police around here.
Okay, well, I would call the police because they know me real well because I'm a cop.
Oh, that would make sense. If you're a cop, then the police would probably know you kind of well.
So go ahead, call the cops, file a theft report. I mean, whatever you got to do, but I don't have your first.
How long you been with the force?
That's none of your business.
Oh, well, when I file a theft report, is there a code of some sort? What code would it be? What kind of, law would I be breaking? Can you give me some legal jargon?
I cannot give you any legal advice.
Is it because you're not a policeman? And you just made that up?
Dude, you need to just don't call me anymore, okay?
I mean, come on. First you stole my keys, now you're impersonating the police. That's even more illegal. Some people impersonating police, stealing keys. At least we know what these boxes are all about, though. People requesting boxes to send back their stuff. So these are ex-customers, I guess. Maybe. We don't know for sure.
Hello?
Hello, Anne?
No, I'm sorry. Anne doesn't have this phone number anymore.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm calling from Dish Network. This isn't the person who had the dish with us and sent it back?
No, I know that I get calls for Anne on this phone all the time.
Okay.
I've only had it. I haven't had it very long.
Okay.
Yeah, so I get calls for her all the time, but no, this is not her phone number anymore.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm sorry to bother you then.
No problem.
I used to get calls for someone like that, and they didn't live there. I would just, everyone that called, I would just tell them to fuck off. You should try that.
Really? Yep. Well, I won't be inclined to do that, but that's okay.
Well, it'll help stop the calls. Just when they call and ask for Ann, just be like, hey, Ann doesn't live here, fuck off. And slam the phone down real hard.
I don't think so.
Okay, well, it's just a thought.
Okay, bye.
All right, have a nice day. There's been quite a few in here that have been wrong numbers and disconnected numbers, and I guess that makes sense if they're trying to send back their dish stuff, that they can't commit to anything, they can't keep a phone number.
I'm sorry, the person you are trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet.
Okay.
Please, try your...
That was the last one on the list. 23 numbers I've called. I only got through to a few people. So thank you, Mr. PB&J on Toast for breakfast today. I appreciate the list, and I will definitely hold on to this list, and I'll try some more of these later, maybe in the evening. You know, when these people are just waking up, I will definitely try them again. At least you got to hear me say you've been grounded from television, though. Even though that lady wasn't really buying it and not getting too upset. I said it. I said the thing that you said to say. Even though I never got to the whole Disney Channel thing, but whatever. I tried. I've got kind of a strange request list here, and I feel like I should maybe contact him before I do this one. Make sure he hasn't come to his senses yet. Actually, here, I'm going to message him real quick. This one's from Brown Magic. Oh, look, he's already seen my message. Holy shit, Brown Magic, you don't have a life. You're just sitting there on Facebook, waiting for people to message you. Wow, okay, so he says, go ahead, we aren't close. When I asked if I should really prank his wife's entire family. Oh yeah, I haven't read you guys the email yet. Okay, so Brown Magic sent me this email, and he says, I found this phone list at Easter dinner with my wife's family. I don't know most of these people, but Mac is her dad, Carolyn is his wife, the True Green prank might work well on them, or the distraction service, which was my idea, but I never get credit for. Sorry, Brown Magic, I always forget stuff like that. Lee is super Christian, her husband is John, and he doesn't get out much. He can't name any NFL teams and doesn't know who Bruce Willis is. Shannon is my wife, and is her 13-year-old daughter. I don't know any of the other people, but unless otherwise noted, the area code is... And he gives me the area code, and he says, I command you to fuck with people. And what he sent me is just a photograph of a phone number list on a refrigerator. It looks like it was made in Microsoft Word or something. It's just a printout of people's names and phone numbers. And I noticed Brown Magic's name is not on this list. They must not like him very much. So, I don't know, I'm gonna call up every number on this list and just see what happens. It could be fun. And what number am I gonna be from? I kinda wanna be from John's number, because they said John, he doesn't, like, get out much, and he doesn't know who Bruce Willis is. But his number is in a different area code than everyone else's, so I'm not gonna use his number. Here's a place called a market. They have the number to the market, and I just looked it up, it's a meat market. I'm gonna make all of the phone calls come from the market. And hopefully it's not like the family, someone in the family works there. Hopefully it's just a random market that they do business at. They're going to wonder why the market's been pranking them. Everyone in her family. So I think I'm all ready. I got my number changed to the meat market number to make things extra confusing for everyone. And I don't really know what to do. I guess I'm just going to do what he says. I'm going to do True Green calls, even though I don't have any addresses here, so that's probably not going to work. But otherwise, I'll just do distraction calls, because that didn't work out that great earlier, and maybe it'll work out better this time. So we're going to call Mac first. Wait, was that his name? There's a refrigerator magnet covering up the first letter of his... Yeah, there it is. Mac. Let's call up Mac's cell phone.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless.
Balls.
The number you dialed has been changed, disconnected,
oh,
or is no longer in service.
These people are worse than Dish Network customers, not keeping their numbers updated. Maybe he was wrong about the area code. I'll be in the same area code. There's not many area codes on this list. Well, that's weird. Mac's work number keeps picking up and just hanging up on me. It's happened twice now. I'm going to call back one more time. Maybe he's got, like, an issue with the guy at the meat market. Like, I'm not talking to that mother... Yeah, there he goes. He just picks up and hangs up.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Mac?
Yes.
Oh, hey. Hey, I was trying to call before. I kept disconnecting. I think it's you know, my cell connection. Sorry about that.
Yeah, who is this?
Oh, this is Mr. Dabalina from True Green.
True Green?
Yeah, yeah, we accidentally, we sprayed your lawn today.
Oh, no, this is press. I'm sorry, you got the wrong number.
No, it's the right number. I was trying to call your cell number. They had your cell number on this form.
Who?
Like Mac and Carolyn.
Mac and Carolyn?
Yeah.
Mac and Carolyn.
Look, I accidentally sprayed your lawn. We were at your house, and we accidentally sprayed your lawn. And we weren't supposed to. We were supposed to do a neighbor's. They gave us, like, the wrong address.
No. You got the wrong number. This is press.
Yeah. This is your work number, right?
Well, Mac's not here.
Oh, where's Mac at?
He's not work. He works. This is work.
Yeah, I know. Where is he at? Is he not at work right now?
He's at home. He'd be at home. And I don't know, right off the top of my head, I don't have his home number.
Okay, well, you don't have to yell at me. Jeez. Holy crap.
No, I'm not yelling at you.
Is that why you kept, like, picking up and just hanging up because Mac wasn't there? You're like, oh, what do? I'll just hang up.
No.
I can't impersonate Mac.
No. All right, we got that straightened. Okay.
Yep, okay.
What you could do is probably call him at his house.
Yeah, okay, I'll try that. Okay, what's the number?
Okay. I don't know.
Shit.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Okay. Right off the top of my head without going through a bunch of paperwork and finding...
Hey, tell that guy in the background to shut the fuck up. This doesn't concern him.
All right. Thank you.
Like, really, really. He's just going on and on. Tell him to shut the fuck up.
All right.
Seriously.
Have a good night.
Like, while I'm on the phone, do it real quick.
Yeah, all right.
Why is he yelling? Tell him to shut the fuck up.
Hey.
Yeah?
All right. This is a work business. Please do not call here.
I heard you like yelling in the background. Wow. I guess Mac's not allowed to get private calls at his work. That appears to be a problem. So maybe I should call Carolyn from his work number and let her know that Mac's been fired. But I don't know. She has a work number too. I don't know what's going on here. I'm going to call her work cell phone number. She's the second one on the list.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. The number you dialed has been changed.
And they've both changed their cell phone numbers, apparently. So let's call up her work number. Looks like she's got an extension here.
Hello, you have reached E8.
Yeah, never mind. Okay, her work number is not picking up, and that makes sense because it's like, you know, it's like, what is it, like 6 o'clock over there, I think. So it's okay, we're going to call Lee. Lee is super Christian, and her husband is John, and he doesn't get out much. He can't name any NFL teams and doesn't know who Bruce Willis is. That's pretty weird to not know who Bruce Willis is. Doesn't everyone know that? That's just like common knowledge. They teach that in school or something.
Hello?
Hello, Lee? Lee?
Yes?
Oh, hey, is this Lee?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, great. This is Mr. Dabalina from True Green.
Okay.
And we accidentally came to your house earlier, and we sprayed your lawn. We were supposed to do, like, a neighbor's lawn, and we accidentally did your lawn instead.
Really?
Yep, so sorry about that.
That's okay. Which lawn? Like, we have two sides of the house.
Oh, like, well, you know, all around the house, like the entire property.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Yep, sorry about that. You know, accidents happen.
Right. Did you even do inside the white fence area?
Well, it was actually one of my employees that did it, and
okay,
they've been fired.
Because we have an acre and a quarter.
Yeah, they just did around the house. Maybe they didn't realize all that whole acre was yours.
Okay.
But that's probably a good thing, because they sprayed it with grass killer.
So okay.
All the grass is going to die and turn into dirt.
They sprayed it with grass killer. This is a joke, right?
Oh, no, not at all. I wouldn't joke about something like this. It was... The person down the street, they were going to have their grass removed and put rocks in the yard.
Okay.
So, oops.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Who is this?
My name is Bob Dabalina. I'm with True Green.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, that's okay. I have kids anyway, so, you know, it dies eventually.
Yeah. Well, yeah. All kids die.
But no, I mean the grass. No problem.
Oh, the grass. Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
You don't want to let your kids out in the lawn, though.
Okay.
Or any dogs. Do you have dogs?
No, not yet.
Okay. You don't want to get any, okay?
Okay. No problem.
The poison, it has a half-life of 5,000 years. So,
okay.
To be honest, it'd probably be best just to move.
Okay. All right.
It's for the
thanks
best.
Thanks for that advice. Bye.
You're welcome. Shit, she didn't care. So I guess I better call her husband, who doesn't know anything, and I don't know what to say to the husband. He doesn't know anything. What am I going to say to him? He's not going to get anything I say. He doesn't know who Bruce Willis is, you guys. What the fuck do I say to John, who's probably sitting right there next to Lee? She's just going to be like, oh, that's just that prank caller.
Hello?
Hello, John?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Mr. Dabalina from the Distraction Service.
From where?
The Distraction Service. I've been hired to call you up and distract you for exactly 2 minutes.
Okay.
Somebody, I guess, I don't know.
Did I hang up on you? Who's putting you up to it?
Oh, no, I can't tell. It's confidentiality, you know, client confidentiality. I don't know, but I can't tell you. But I just have to distract you for 2 minutes. And
okay.
It looks like we're up to 30 seconds now. So just 90 seconds left and... I don't know why they're having me do this, but I'm sure they'll be done in 90 seconds, whatever they're doing. Crap, John hung up. Let me try him right back, because we weren't done yet. We had 90 seconds left.
Can you tell me this time?
Oh, no, because we had 90 seconds left, and, you know, I just have to make sure you're distracted.
Oh, okay.
While they complete the... Aw, oh, shit. John's too smart for me. I was going to make some small talk with him and ask him if he's seen any good Bruce Willis movies, but he's just going to hang up. All right, the next one is Brown Magic's wife, and he doesn't say if I should call her or if I shouldn't. He just says Shannon is my wife. So should I call? I mean, he's right here on Facebook. Should I ask him? Here, I'll just say, what should I say to Shannon? Now he's not answering. Okay, whatever. I'm just going to call Shannon. We're going to see what happens. Oh, wait a minute. Brown Magic's typing to me. He's probably typing, Dear RBCP, I've had second thoughts about this list. This was a really bad idea. People are already calling me, yelling at me about it. Please stop, Brad. Come on. I'll do anything. He's still typing. It's taken a long time. I think he's trying to decide if he wants to be married anymore. Shit, he stopped. Now he's not typing. Maybe his wife's got his account. Well, he's taking forever to respond. I think I'm just going to move on to the next one, which is Olivia and Chuck.
Hello?
Hi, Olivia?
Yes?
Hi, this is Mr. Dabalina from True Green. And I needed to let you know, we made a mistake on one of our forms. We were supposed to do the yard of one of your neighbors, but we accidentally put your address on the form instead.
Okay.
So just an accident. So we're going to be out there pretty soon and do your yard. But it doesn't cost anything. Just an accident, you know?
Oh, you don't have to do our yard. Trust me, you don't have to do our yard.
Well, it's already on the form, and I don't really know how to get in the computer and delete forms, so... We're just going to come out and go ahead and do it. Just an accident, you know.
Okay.
But just so you know, it's grass killer. The person down the street, they're wanting to get rid of their lawn.
Who is that?
Oh, no, I'm serious. They wanted to put in, like, astroturf and rocks and landscaping. So a lot of people, they'll just get this grass poison and get rid of their grass.
Uh-huh.
So That's what we're gonna be putting on your lawn.
Grass killer.
Yes.
On our weeds.
No. It kills the grass. It leaves the weeds standing.
No, we don't have weed. I mean, we don't have grass. So.
Oh. Well, shoot. Okay. Well, I guess it won't matter then. But you know, we'll be there in like an hour.
Oh. Okay.
Make sure the yard's picked up. Okay. Like, if there's toys,
like,
or...
Who is this?
My name is Mr. Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina from True Green.
Okay.
So if there's any toys out there or lawn furniture, you know, get out there and pick your shit up, because we don't want to have to spray around it.
You guys are nuts.
It'll make the whole thing uneven, you know?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I don't appreciate being laughed at, so please.
Oh, all right. Well, have fun. Bye.
Okay. Oh, look, Brown Magic wrote me back. It looks like I can prank his wife. He says she's the manager at this place I'm calling, and tell her I've been leaving my things in the outdoor freezer, and she needs to stop locking it at night. So let's try this out. See if we can prank Shannon without getting Brown Magic divorced.
Hello. Please leave a...
She's not even picking up.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice...
Well, shit, she's not even answering after all that. Maybe I'll try her again near the end. See if she picks up yet.
Hello, no one is available.
Damn it.
To take your call.
We're halfway through this list now, you guys. I don't feel like I've really caused any major confusion within the family.
Thank you for calling. If you know your party's room number, you may dial it now. For motel reservations or information...
Your call is being transferred.
All right, we've got a hotel here, but why would they have a hotel on their list?
May I help you?
Oh, hey, who's this?
This is Jackie.
Oh, hey, Jackie. This is Mr. Dabalina from Dish Network.
Okay.
And that's all. I just needed to let you know that. I like just telling people who I am and where I'm from. It makes me feel important.
Okay, and why are you calling?
Well, this person put you down as a reference for their Dish Network, you know, their application to be a customer.
Oh, yeah, I'm all set.
Well, no, I don't want to sell you. It's just, you know, this other person, you know Mary Beth?
No.
Oh, well, do you know Richard, or I'm sorry, do you know Bill?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, shit. Do you know Olivia and Chuck?
No.
Fuck. Okay, never mind. Just hang up the phone. Jeez. Just hang it up.
Okay.
You hang it up right now.
All right.
Do it.
I am.
I dare you. All right. She knows nobody in that family, and I was hoping to see her name on the list somewhere, but there is no Jackie here. That's so weird. Why do they have a hotel in their phone list on their fridge? Maybe the wife is just really obvious about her cheating.
Hello?
Hello, is Jim around?
Who?
Jim? Yeah, Jim.
One moment, please.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, Jim?
Yes?
Hey, this is Mr. Dabalina from the Walmart. I just have someone here, they're applying for a job, and they left your name as a reference.
Okay.
Do you know a guy named Bill?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, he's applying here at the Walmart. Just left you as a job reference. And, so you know him and everything? Pretty good person?
Yes.
Okay, well, hey, you don't have to yell at me about it. It's just a simple question.
I'm not yelling.
Well, you're kind of yelling. So would you say he's a dependable person?
Yeah. What's your name again?
My name is Mr. Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina from Walmart.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
Huh.
Yep.
I didn't know Bill's applying.
Yeah, yeah. He just applied here this week. He wants to be a cashier. And he said he would also kind of help out over in the sporting goods department. Yep, but I don't know, with your whole attitude and just yelling at me and everything, I'm kind of wondering about his whole character and stuff, if he put someone like you down for a reference.
You're just taking me aback by the reference, per se. I just didn't know Bill was looking for a job.
Oh, what, you think someone his age can't work anymore?
No, I didn't mean it that way, I just... kind of surprised, that's all.
Yeah.
And I've never been called before for a reference. And
oh.
But for reference, yes, Bill's a very good person.
Okay, well, that's good to hear. Maybe I'll reconsider then. Maybe we'll think about hiring him.
I just, you know, the way you're coming across at this interview, I'm not even sure if this even is legit.
Well, it's not really an interview. It's more like just a quick reference check, and it's
want
to make sure you're a real person and everything, because... we checked his criminal history, and it looked pretty crazy. We can see him, you know, like, making stuff up.
Oh. No, he's a straight shooter.
A straight shooter?
He's been around the block a couple of times.
Oh, yeah, we noticed. We noticed with his criminal record here.
Yeah, well, no, and I mean, with his life experiences between Vietnam and, a long career at GE.
Yep. All this bad credit that we looked up?
Hmm.
Yep.
I don't think we're talking about the same person.
Oh, no. Why would he put your name down? It says Bill's...
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Fine.
He also... Oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, you first. I insist.
Oh, I'm just... You know, surprised about the credit part. I've known Bill to be on top of everything all the time.
Yep. Well, apparently you don't know him as well as you thought you did. Maybe I shouldn't just trust your opinion at all of Bill. Sounds like he's basically a stranger to you.
No, he's not. He was the best man at my wedding.
Oh. Well, I think that says something about you then. I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that. I'm sorry.
This is strange, bye.
Yeah, well, wait, I have one more question. I didn't really have one more question. I didn't know what to say to that guy. But now you know he's going to be calling up everyone in the family. And he's going to be like, is he going to job over there at Walmart or something? You guys doing okay? Is everything all right? Oh, and by the way, the old lady that answered the phone, didn't she kind of sound like the old lady from the prank? Where the jerky boys are like, is Jim around? I think we got the same lady, just by coincidence. I think it was her.
a message after Aww. The call.
I tried them again. I was going to try just one last thing, but no answer. They're too weirded out to be picking up the phone anymore tonight. So next we've got Tom. Tom's listed right above the market, the meat market that we're calling from.
Hello.
Hello, Tom?
Yes.
Hey, this is Mr. Dabalina from the Walmart. And okay. I just have a person here who's applying to work here, and they listed you as a job reference.
Okay.
Do you know Jim?
Yes.
Okay, yep, he's just applying here. Is he a pretty good person?
As far as I know.
Like, never been known to, like, steal money out of the register or anything?
Oh, no,
like that?
No.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm lighthearted, but yes. Yeah, as far as, you know, that I know, and as far as, you know, anytime I've talked to him, and stuff like that, yeah.
So as far as you know. So you're saying it's a possibility that
yes.
he could be a thief?
I would say so, yeah. I would hire him if I had a, you know, business in that.
Okay, all right. He just said he knows you. He said he's known you for 35 years, and you guys were in the war together.
Ah.
And
I know Jim that I've known for about 35 years. Excuse me, somebody's beeping in on me. Hang on a second.
Jerks.
I'll get him back. You must be wanting to get a hold of a different Tom. There's three of us in the county.
Oh, no. He put your number down. Like, your number is, it's right here on this application, the 2838 number.
Lives out by Lake Pleasant?
Yep, that's the one. Yep.
I was never in a war. Never in the service.
Oh, so he's a liar. It looks like he's a, I'm going to mark this down. Liar.
Sorry. Yeah, Jim's got to be about 62 years old.
Yeah, yep, that's him. He wants to be a cashier here.
Huh. He retired from GE.
Oh, he didn't put that on here. He said he's he said his last employment was over at McDonald's.
Oh.
So the truth comes out.
Yeah, he was a GE with me. That's where I'd met him from, Annette.
Oh,
his brother-in-law.
It wasn't actually in the war?
Charlie Smith.
It wasn't in the war?
No. That's
holy
what I think it was.
Holy
yeah, no,
shit.
I've never in the service. My brother came back from Vietnam and I was thinking about enlisting, and he talked me right out of it.
Oh, that's what a dick! He must hate his country.
But
wow, okay, yeah. So it sounds like he's a huge liar, and he makes stuff up.
And, well, I hope then not, but
not a very.
Well, he said there's another Tom right in Lawrence Park.
No. He put your phone number down, and it's,
yeah, I know.
It sounds like
I
the same person.
I get a lot of his phone calls. This guy from the Tom from Lawrence Park. I get a lot of.
Oh.
Unsolicited calls.
Oh, wow.
Let me put it that way.
If I were you, I'd drive over to his house and punch him square in the face.
Well, I don't want to do that, but, you know, I'm not sure why he thought we were in the service together. But no.
Yeah. Well, he also wanted me to ask you, he said he's a little low on money right now, and can he borrow $20 from you?
No. Okay. Not at this rate.
Okay, well, yeah, he is kind of a liar, so who knows? Who knows with that guy?
Huh. Yeah, I couldn't tell you. So, all right.
Okay, then I guess the reference check is over. It looks like everything is just falsified on this application. Throw him out of the door. What?
Like I said, unless he's talking about different Tom. You know,
no, I think it's the right one. It must be.
Like I said, I'm the only one in the phone book. That's why I'm saying is, you know, because they always seem to call me for any Tom.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what are the odds that another Jim would do an application and happen to know Tom?
Well, I'm real surprised that he's even looking for a job.
Why? You don't think people his age can work anymore?
Oh, no, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that at all. I just thought, you know, out of GE, and I'm not sure I haven't really seen him in a few years, but I thought he retired from there, which I just retired 2 years ago, and pension's pretty nice.
Yeah. Well, we did lie to him to try and entice him to work here. We told him he'd make like $200,000 a year as a cashier.
Well, but okay, now you're cranking me, I think.
No, I'm completely serious. It's just a standard procedure here at... Oh, okay. I gave it away. Let him know I was pranking him. Looks like next is the market that I'm calling from. I think I'll skip that one, maybe save it for the end. They probably won't be open, but, you know, I'll try and call them up. Be like, why are you guys pranking me? You need to grow up.
Hello.
Hello. Is Tom around?
Hello.
Hi, is Tom around?
What?
Is Tom around?
Who?
Tom?
Carlson?
Yeah. Oh, look at this. We've got another Jim to call. Oh, but weird.
You've reached the Pennsylvania State Police. True B.
Jesus Christ. What?
Our phone extensions have recently changed.
Okay, all right. We're going to just not call Jim. We're going to move on to the next one on the list.
Hello.
Oh, hello. I'm calling from the AT&T Wireless. I just needed to let you know that we got the tap on your phone, on Bill Kelly's phone, and you can go ahead and start listening whenever you're ready. We got the recording stuff set up and all that. Everything's ready to go. We got his cell phone all tapped. Are you there? Hello? Hello? Oh, shit. I think I may have fucked that one up. I was trying to do one of those things where I tapped their phone, and I think I said all that right. Maybe he just understood too well, and he was like, oh, shit. They're tapping me. I knew this day would come. All right, well, that was the last one, and they didn't pick up. So I guess I can try Brown Magic's wife again and see if she picks up at her work.
This is Morgan. How may I help you?
Hey, Morgan.
Hey.
Hey. Is Shannon around?
Yeah, Shannon's right here.
Okay, great.
Hello, this is Shannon.
Hello, this is Mr. Bobolina from the property management company here. And we just had a question about your freezer that you have out there.
Oh.
And
yeah.
We just need to start leaving the outdoor freezer open, because there's another tenant that's there in the same complex, and they use it at night.
Yeah, we'll get you some more chips, sweetheart. Okay. Well, unfortunately, it is 6:49 on Taco Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
so I really don't have time to talk about this right now. Can you leave your number and I'll call you back?
No, I don't have time to talk about it later. You need to leave that freezer unlocked at night because someone else is using it. Just leave it unlocked, okay?
Okay, well, you have a wonderful night, okay?
You have a wonderful night. Shit. Well, I guess Brown Magic's wife, she's probably has heard my stuff. Like, he sent me so many prank requests, and I'm sure he's played some of them for her. You guys remember Brown Magic's relative? I think her name was Mary, maybe? She's the one he left a note on her van saying that I had dinged her van, and I said I painted a mural underneath the van, like on the bottom, and then he recorded her freaking out about it. And I'm guessing Shannon just knew who I was. Plus, I fucked up a few times. I forgot who I was even supposed to be. So I think she was on to me. She knows what's going on. She's probably going to have a stern talking to with her husband when she gets home tonight. It's time to call our final boss, though, and hopefully they're open right now, because it's a meat market. They could be closed already. It's kind of late over there on the East Coast. So I'm going to change my number to the first person that I called on this list, what was his name again? Mac or Zach? It's the one where a refrigerator magnet is covering up the first letter in his name.
Sorry, you have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
Aw, come on.
If you feel you have reached this recording in error,
oh, well.
Press the number and try your call again.
I guess the meat market went out of business. So I guess rest in peace, mom and pop business.
We're sorry, this person is dead. Please hang up and give a moment of silence. Message PLA.
That's too bad. I was kind of looking forward to calling the market at the end of the show. But that'll just make it even more confusing for them, because they're all going to see that it came from that number. They're going to Google that number, and it's going to be like, oh, yeah, that's the market we used to get our meat from. Why are they calling everyone in our family when their number is disconnected? That should be extra confusion, I think. Thanks a lot for the list, Brown Magic. It was kind of fun. I hope I caused plenty of confusion with the family, and if anything happens, anything crazy, make sure you let me know about it. Let me know if any of the family members have killed each other, or divorced each other, or anything funny like that.
Hey Brad, it's George, the FedEx guy.
Hey George.
I just wanted to say, awesome shows recently. I love the fact that you played the music from NPR's Serial podcast on your piano lessons show. That was pretty awesome.
It's the only piano music I have.
Oh, I fucking hate Corbin guy. Bye.
Okay, yeah, Corbin guy, you're hated. Congratulations, Corbin guy. If people hate you, you know you're doing something right.
Hello, Vlad. This is Bob Boberson with United Airlines. It looks like your flight from Sydney to L.A. was overbooked. Due to recent overbooking policy changes, the best I can do is give you a different ticket. Let me see here. The next available flight is Oceanic Flight 815. So if you have any questions, you can reach me at 481-516.
Okay, thanks. No phone numbers. Damn it, Mr. Bob Bobberson. But yeah, thanks for the new ticket. Oceanic 815 sounds
Brad. Are you getting along, Nobby?
Yeah, sounds like Desmond.
Shit. Hey, this is Redbeard, not that other fuckhead.
Yeah, that
this
guy.
This is Redbeard, a.k.a. the naughty guy, not the naughty guy. Naughty guy.
Okay.
Anyways, I was listening to your April the 11th show, and I got a bone to pick with you, motherfucker. Uh-huh. I put my sevens with a line through them, like you kept bitching about in that episode.
Fucking
and here's
weirdo.
Why I do it. Sloppy handwriting, and when I'm writing part numbers and shit down, it's easy to confuse a 1 and a 7 sometimes, or an 0 and a 0. So I also put a dash through my zeros. So suck on that, bitch.
Yeah.
Anyway, so long, fuckboy! Cactus.
Why don't you just work on your handwriting? Use all that extra time that you use drawing those horizontal lines, and just work on making your handwriting better. Why don't you do that?
All right. Ruprecht the Mucky Boy here.
Hey.
Yeah, just I'm listening to the your latest snowblow, and Sensei Womack. How about it, ladies and gentlemen? Can I get a golf clap for something to Sensei Womack? He is not playing fucking games.
Yep.
Like, we thought Sensei Doug was paranoid. Doug ain't got shit on Womack.
I don't even remember what
Womack
did.
Fuck Doug up, and anybody that disagrees with that can lick my nutty nut sack.
That's right.
Okay? Now, number
Sensei
two.
Sensei Womack, he would slap Sensei Doug in the face so much harder than Sensei Doug could slap him in the face. It would be an epic fight.
I'd like to call out whoever that guy is that's on your voicemail, taking the sign off from me, because I did call and tell you that God gave me permission to use his sign off that someone else is using it. Now, if God gave him permission, Roy, you need to let me know, and I'll just get something else.
Okay.
But until then, Ruprecht out. Ruprecht away!
Ah, shit. I can't do it. I got this new mixer. I don't know how to use it yet. I don't think it even has a God voice. Like, my last mixer, it had 99 presets. Like, 99 different reverbs and echoes and all kinds of shit. That shitty satanic voice it did that sounded like garbage. But this one doesn't have 99. This one has 16. So I think I'm gonna have to set up some sort of a software-based echo machine or something. Or just buy an external one and hook it up to this mixer. Here, let's see what my effects are on this mixer. Hello, this is option number one. Number two, it's exactly the same. Wait, let's see if this one works. For Ruprecht the Monkey Boy.
Ruprecht away!
Could be better. That was number two, though. I don't think this is a very good God voice. Here's number three. That might work. Okay, here's number four. Number four is called Gated. Whatever the fuck that means. Number five is called Reverse. That's kind of cool. Like, when someone was doing a prayer for me, I could have put their voice in reverse. Because that's satanic. This is number six that says Early Reflections. Number seven is Ambience. Number eight is Delay. That's hard to deal with. Number nine is called Echo. See, this is stupid. What am I going to do with this? And apparently it never ends. It just does this forever. What the fuck? All right, number 10. Or is it number 10? It's called Chorus. I don't know if you guys can even hear it. Here, let me turn it up. There we go. I should just talk to people like this on the phone. This is Mr. Bob Dabalina from the corporate office. You can tell by my amazing voice. All right, number 11 is a flanger. Apparently, this is what a flanger is. Number 12 is a phaser. My voice is apparently being phased right now. Number 13 is called detune. But it sounds just like that other one. I don't hear myself being detuned.
Number 14, holy shit. It's called pitch shifter. I think they called this alien voice on the other mixer.
Number 15, delay plus reverb. That's stupid. And finally, number 16 is reverb plus chorus. Hello, this is God. Yeah, that could work, right? I guess. Here, let's see if this works for, Ruprecht away or whatever.
Alright, and Ruprecht out.
Room tech away!
I don't know. I kind of like those other ones from the beginning better for that. So I'll have to figure all that out soon. That's a very important feature to have. Oh, wait, I didn't test the most important thing. You've just been butt slammed! I don't know. It's just not the same. All right, so those were old voicemails we were listening to. Let's listen to a few new voicemails. I'm still really behind on the voicemails right now.
Hey, Brad. It's been a long time.
Hello. Is that why your voicemail's 2 minutes long?
I called before, like a while back, about voiceover IPs and things of that nature.
It sounds like it was a really exciting voicemail. Thanks for reminiscing with us.
Of these programs, there are apps that run in Google Chrome or Mozilla Firefox. One is called FireRTC, which allows
Linux?
You to spoof. And the other one is called VOIP.ms. One of them is paid, the FireRTC is free.
Yay.
But my only problem is, see, I want to spoof it to anything. Like, you know, on FireRTC, I don't know if they let me spoof it to anything. I think that it's only like generating like random numbers, but I want it to be like Bluff My Call style caller ID.
Yeah, they'll let you at least pick the area code.
Right, it's a confession time here, but I use Bluff My Call, and I called somebody with their own number, and they didn't have their voicemail set up, their password.
Oh, that's hacking.
So I managed to...
That's illegal.
Like the phone, the service, and then...
I'm calling my new FBI friends on you.
You could just go through the prompts, and then I just changed their... admin stuff, and I put in a password.
If nobody knows what he's talking about, he spoofed a number to someone's cell phone from their cell phone number. I thought they kind of fixed that all, but I guess maybe not.
And just called in from like a regular phone.
But once
like
you're in, you can check all their messages.
Put in a password and just change their greeting.
Change their greeting.
Put their messages and like block them out of the phone. See, that's like what I want to do though. But like, you know.
You're an asshole.
I don't know.
Doing stuff like that.
The flow route was, you know, pretty cool. I really appreciate the advice. Thanks again. But
sure.
In case people were wondering, that's two of the softwares that I guess came out, or apps or whatever.
Yeah,
anyway,
software.
I look forward to the show.
Apps.
Thanks again, man. You make me laugh like whenever a show comes out. So
yay.
I really appreciate the advice. Thank you.
So I've completely forgotten already, but apparently there's a couple of apps for, I don't know, Chrome or Firefox or something that allows you to spoof caller ID, but doesn't let you pick the number. Basically, it's a horrible app that he recommended.
No new show, Brad. The temerity of you.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. It's the mixer's fault. I was going to do a show on Monday, and then the mixer just ate up my whole day. The temerity of that mixer.
I want to be a technical fighter. I want to kick everyone in the dick. I want to be a technical fighter. Punch below the belt line. Woo! Getting drunk, listening to PLA and the wonderful songs that he plays. Running rhyme with the rhyme.
That's sarcasm.
Shit, goddamn motherfucker. Ow!
Yep.
Snowplow, you're listening to the Snowplow Show. So long, fuckboy!
That was great. Thanks for the voicemail.
Hey, Brad. Loving your shows the past couple of weeks.
Thanks.
I really miss the Hang Up the Phone sketch, so I'm requesting for you to do another one of those.
Okay.
And continue to just annoy the crap out of people.
All right.
Thanks.
It's a deal. I'm going to do that. I should be doing like a Hang Up the Phone show like once a month or something. Like the second Tuesday of every month. That's the Hang Up the Phone show.
I just wanted to suggest that whenever people put you on speakerphone, whenever you're doing stuff, whenever they put you on it, why not just give them the results of their AIDS test or some other kind of STD? You know, so that everybody in the room hears that they just happen to catch the clap. So have fun with that. Bye.
That's a pretty good idea. I should be doing that.
Brad.
It looks like it just does
Brad,
this for a minute.
Brad.
And I can hear music in the background. I think someone set that to music. That's pretty weird. What the hell's wrong with you?
Brad, it's not Brad.
Hey.
I've got a golden calculator.
Holy shit.
Hey, we need to do something about Rappy. I think he needs help. His YouTube channel seems like a cry for help these days.
Oh, I know.
All right. I'll talk to you soon. Bring back the phone show. Bye-bye.
Yep, and bring back Rappy. When Rappy comes back, the phone show will come back. Not a minute sooner.
Hey, Brad. This is Lee. I've got two things on my list for you today.
Oh, a list.
One is I am changing my name. I'm no longer Lee.
Okay.
My name is Thorpe.
Let me update my Rolodex.
So I looked on the rules, and apparently that is not against the rules to change one's name with the PLA.
It's okay.
So you can call me Thorpe.
I'm going to call you Steve.
And also, number two, I want to say, give you a thumbs up on putting that phone show, the old phone show out. That's great. I'm
Thanks.
Like everybody else. I like to see new phone loser, new snowplow shows come out. But that is a wonderful way to pass the time while waiting for the next snowplow show.
I think you're trying too hard to be nice about it. Just tell me you hated it. It's okay. Everyone else did.
I like that. It's interesting to
Sorry,
hear.
Man. Just kidding.
The old days. Thank you.
I liked putting the old phone show up. A lot of other people didn't seem to like it too much.
Hi, Brad. It's Nico.
Hey.
I'm calling this time not with anything pleasant.
Oh,
it's the 23rd of April, and you haven't done the show in over a week.
Oh,
and
no.
You know what? It's barely, but I pay part of your salary, and I expect the damn show.
Whatever.
Also, if I could
sick.
Get into my Patreon, if there's a way that you know to get into Patreon, I would have went up to $5 a month. The only reason I haven't done that is because I don't know my password, and there's like
uh-huh.
all kinds of crap with Patreon. I wanted to go up to $5 a month. I want the hobo zodes, and it won't let me do that. So if there's some kind of phone number
Damn
to reach
Patreon.
Them that you're aware of, if you could leave it on the next show when you play this message, I would very much appreciate it. Anyways, get to work.
Okay.
Dynamite. Meow. Bye.
What? That was weird. Yeah, I don't know the number to Patreon. Just recover your password. It'll send it to whatever email you registered at. I mean, I've never had to do that, but I'm sure that's how it works. Just do a password recovery, and you'll have all the hobosodes. Or send me an email. Like, right now is a really good time to email me, because I'm doing a lot of emails this evening, trying to get all those, envelopes addressed and everything, so I can mail some things out. Send me an email. Tell me what your username is on phonelosers.org, because if you're on Patreon, I'll just give you access on Phone Losers. You can look that way instead, since Patreon has just completely locked you out. That's a real problem with Patreon. They're always doing that to people. They're all just like, you give us $5 a month, fuck you. We're not letting you in your account. That's what they say, and that's why everyone should support the show by going to phonelosers.com/cactus, because phonelosers.com doesn't lock you out of your account and not let you listen to the hobosodes. That's only Patreon at patreon.com/phonelosers. What a bunch of jerks over there. So I am done with the show now, so thank you, everyone, for listening. Thanks, everyone, that sent numbers into the show. Thanks once again, Brown Magic, for letting me harass your family. And thank you, Demimond, for supporting this episode of the Snowplow Show. Supporting the show gets you extra shows every week, most weeks anyway, and it helps make more things happen around here, so support the show if you can, just like Demimond and Gizmo and Stan and MeowsWow and Miguel F. and Jamie F., Philip B., Rhapsody Man 2000. I'm going to read the entire month of August 2016 here, you guys. You may as well just tune out. But Milkbrain, he was a supporter in August of 2016. Bobo Bob the Hobo Bob, High School Graduate, Jeff, Brian W., Kyle M., Default C., Robert S., Jason B., Cody A., Mike U, Worsty, FOD87, he's been a supporter like forever, like for 8 years or something crazy. Ty A, Buster C, Honey Baby, Julian J, David P, Todd L, Pat D, and Elky. Thank you, everyone, for supporting the show back in August of 2016. Don't forget to add Phone Losers on Facebook.com/Phone Losers, Twitter.com/Phone Losers. Subscribe to the YouTubes at YouTube.com/Phone Losers of America and YouTube.com/Phone Losers Shows. Listen to Calls of Mass Confusion. That's located at YouTube.com/Jesus in a Dumb Truck. But for some reason, he spells dumb with a P on the end of it, so it's like dump truck. But there was a new episode on Friday. There's going to be another new episode this Friday in 2 days. You get to see live hidden camera pranks of prank phone calls. It's a fun show to watch. YouTube.com/Jesus in a Dump Truck. That's all for the show. Thanks for listening, everyone. So long, fuckboy!
The pier, and like a headphone made of bone, I put it to my ear. The ocean was played in an audio wave, like some other world, a terrible song. shell. They called me insane. That's okay. I can save Earth myself. So I'm watching my back. Need a plan of attack. If you think I'll go quietly, then think again. So just watch what you say. Near a lake or a bay. Cause those neon monsters are all listening in. Telepathically shining their probes for the day that they land for me. Alien ocean, a wave that could drown. Alien ocean, hear the sound. Alien ocean, alarmingly loud. Hear the sound.
Whoa. No, I can't do that, sir. Sorry.
No, it's okay. I'm calling from the corporate office.